I've been trying to get a hold of a Colburn Bible, and right now I'm going clear to New Zealand to get one. These things are hard to get a hold of, aren't they? Now, what I understand is that book was ancient at the time of Joseph of Arimathea.
Right, and these were the ancient texts in the original Old Testament. Many of them which would be considered, for example, equivalent to the time frame of the Dead Sea Scrolls. And many of them have to do with how to live your life and how to deal with certain situations in life.
Well, what I'm getting at here, I don't know, and ladies and gentlemen, I'm not endorsing it as inspired or anything. I don't know a lot about it except just in the last few weeks I've started learning about it and trying to locate one. I do know about the Joseph of Arimathea connection and all of that, and I'm going to put this out, ladies and gentlemen. Again, I don't know if my guest agrees with me or not, but it's my position that when they destroyed the library at Alexandria, they had the destroyers that exist in our society, in our world, took what they wanted out of there. And then there was another tremendous library called Glastonbury, the library at Glastonbury, and it too was destroyed, burned. However, I understand that the people of the Chaldean church did save some of the manuscripts out of that library of Glastonbury. Do you agree with that at all, Mr. McCullough?
Absolutely. And that's something I contend all along, is that they burned some books at Alexandria, but those were not the good books. The good ones, the good stuff, went into basically 99% of it went into the archives at the Vatican.
It's archived somewhere for sure. And that might be the place. They have, of course, a tremendous archived library there that we don't even have access to, right?
Oh, right, right. I know when I was young, there were people who were young priests in the Catholic religion, and they were taken off to what they call study there, and they would go away and you would never see them again. And that was basically what they did. They would take the best students and turn them loose in there, but they were very tightly guarded after that point.
Interesting. Now, I want to read for my audience what little bit I have from the Colburn Bible dealing with the destroyer, ladies and gentlemen. It says, quote, now, it also describes in here in detail what allegedly took place at the time of the flood and again at the time of the Exodus, which would appear to be heavenly bodies, probably comets. I'm sure you would agree with that, Mr. McCanny.
Sure.
But then it says this about the future, and I want to read this. Quote, men forget the days of the destroyer. Only the wise know where it went and that it will return in its appointed hour. When ages pass, certain laws operate upon the stars in the heavens. Their ways change. There is movement and restlessness. They are no longer constant, and a great light appears redly in the skies. When blood drops upon the earth, the destroyer will appear, and mountains will open up and belch forth fire and ashes. Trees will be destroyed and all living things engulfed. Waters will be swallowed up by the land and sea will boil. And then it says this, it tells that when this happens, it says, women will be as men and men as women. Men will fly in the air as birds and swim in the sea as fishes. Then shall the high strive with the low. And then it also gives the effect of the destroyer as being terrifying. It says, quote, when children will turn gray-headed